Even though Abergiri Monastery is not near a major city, there has been plenty of interest from both lay people and from those wishing to ordain. What do you credit for the successful establishment phase of Abergiri Monastery?
Well, you know, I just think the clarity of the teachings, clarity of the lifestyle. It's clear. We are what we say we are. That helps. we can't really be more than that. But it's really good to not be less than that. And I think it engenders a certain trust and interest and there is a fidelity to the tie for it's, you know, there's obviously, because we're in the West and we're in America, there's certain adaptations that one needs to make, in the same way that at the Bodhiyan, Ajahn Brahm, and the community there, there's adaptations that are made, but there's a fidelity to the tradition from Thailand and the greater Buddhist tradition from the time of the Buddha. So it's founded on Vinaya. And the teachings are not, hopefully not straying from the Buddha's word too far.